This is the Buddha. This is the Dharma. This is the Sangha. It's easy to forget at times that there's no way in which we can arrange external circumstances so that there will be no suffering. We can't arrange it for ourselves, we can't arrange it for others. Once we're born into this realm, suffering is guaranteed. Even if we clean up all our karma and attain a very great peace of mind, we're still going to experience suffering in our body. When we think of nirvana, we need to realize that, remember that nirvana is not any particular arrangement of external circumstances. It may not be quite correct in some ways to say that nirvana is a state of mind, yet in a way it is. The reason, or one of the reasons, why that kind of explanation can be misleading is that we can think of a state of mind as a particular state of feeling, a particular state of not having worried thoughts, so on and so forth. But it doesn't mean that. Rather, it refers to a mind that is free from greed, hate, and delusion. In other words, a mind that is so rooted in the Buddha nature that is no longer disturbed by changing circumstances. So it is more true to say more accurate to say that nirvana is a state of deep rootedness in the eternal. And it is the purpose of meditation to help us get so rooted. This cannot resolve all the difficulties of daily life, at least not at the level of external circumstances. It can only enable us to be able to have peace within those circumstances, to be able to know that we have a refuge that transcends those circumstances, that we have a spiritual place that we can go to in the midst of small difficulties, in the midst of the greatest difficulties. And that in this place, it is absolutely true that external things simply do not matter. They are not the true and the enduring reality. We need to keep our perspective on changing circumstances. There are many choices we have to make in our attempts to cope with changing circumstances. Meditation does not, training does not give us a free pass to totally ignore the needs of daily life. And at the same time, while doing the best we can dealing with these circumstances, always in the back of our mind, we need to be remembering this too will pass. This too is impermanent. There is no enduring refuge here. So we make our little journeys out into those changing circumstances to do the best we can with what we've got each day. And then we draw back within to simply, cleanly, deeply take refuge in the eternal, in pure meditation. That's going out and going back in. Going out, going back in. Our efforts to do something useful in the world somehow derive their ultimate meaning from the Buddha nature itself. And we can only get the really right perspective on those things that we're trying to do that are useful if we keep referring back by referring back again and again to the Buddha nature, to the eternal, in pure meditation. It is good to do many things when it is good to do them. And it is always good to take refuge in the eternal.